Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. It's a busy and exciting day, so let's get her done. Although mainly sunny, the high today is only 9 degrees. At night, it is cloudy with a low of plus 1. Unfortunately, very early Saturday morning, we'll get some showers. When the sun rises, the rain should stop, only to come back just in time for my birthday party. The high on Saturday is only 8 degrees, at night a low of 3. If you hope Sunday will be better, cover your ears. Sunday is going to be cold and wet with mixed precipitation, a high of 2 degrees and a low of minus 3 overnight. That's all, folks. I'm going to put my tuxedo on and head to the Faces Magazine Gala, collecting all the awards John and BTR no doubt will win. Who knows? There might be one with my name on it. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kenville, Ontario, this was your BTR Weatherman Finn, only on BlastTheRadio.com. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
Recording in progress.
We're still making progress, Zoe Thorne. Day
after, slowly day but after surely, day. We will tackle everything in Ottawa.
Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne. We were just talking off air. I really should make that the website. We've bounced around from Weekend Jam to ZM Show. Now it's YOWShow.ca.
Happy
International Women's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy International Women's Day to all the wonderful women out there and anyone supporting the show, too. Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate you hanging out with us, whether you listen to the podcast, whether you listen to it on blasttheradio.com. I had a little fun today. I pulled out a picture of myself when I did drag. It was during COVID
some time ago.
So, yeah. Listen, you know what, guys? It's fun to get in touch with your feminine side. You'll learn a lot when you have to, you know, put on a bra. Put on the makeup, put on the shoes, put on the nylons.
You could just start with painting your nails.
I suppose.
You could go straight to bra. You could do like incremental steps. And it doesn't have to be like colored nail polish. You could do clear. Girls love a nice manicured man hand. Honestly, I'm telling you right now.
Do we even talk about the shaving? No, we don't, as a matter of fact. We move on to one of the coolest moves, not just in marketing. It happened to coincide with today being International Women's Day, but did you see Molson is a new sponsor for the PWHL? Are you watching any of this hockey, by the way?
Yes, no, it's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Again, it's such an inspiration to young girls and women all around that you can do, and if you set your heart to it, something incredible one day. And
I am so excited.
Super big
league.
Kudos to Molson for supporting this. Yeah, because I know that they need more sponsors always, like any league.
Listen, they're doing all right. I mean, the numbers don't lie. They're, you know, some of the markets are playing in pretty small arenas, but they're quickly realizing that, well, I think we need to look at bigger arenas. And my concern is, because in Ottawa, they're playing at TD Place Arena, which is great for now, holds, what, 10,000 people roughly?
Yes, yeah.
But they want to knock that down, of course, the entire north side, and build a smaller arena, which they're talking about being like 5,000 or 6,000 seats. I don't know.
Which, for a city that has issues with ticket sales, is not something we want to hear.
Well, they're not having too many problems selling this right now. But if you missed it, what Molson has done, so they're a brand new sponsor announced today, and Molson, genius. They said they've moved their, so in the back of the women's jerseys, the player name typically is, well, on any jersey, really, the player name typically is across the shoulders. Molson is putting their name there. And the reason they say we put our name on top so that theirs can be more prominent. So the player name is down below. Most of the women have longer hair.
Yeah.
It covers up their name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I think most fans would recognize Natalie Spooner, Sarah Nurse.
Yeah.
And even me, as someone who's watching a lot of the PWHL, then I start going, okay, who are these players? I'm still getting to know them. So to have their name prominently displayed, and Molson knows the hair is going to, you know, move back and forth every now and then. Molson will still get lots of exposure. People will recognize the Molson logo. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fabulous marketing strategy. I think it's fabulous to support the individuals playing as well and giving more spotlight and notoriety to people that, like you said, we're not aware of just quite yet, yeah. But we will be. And with having their name prominently put on the jersey somewhere you could see it, that will do a world of a difference.
And something else you and I should probably do, and I mm-hmm. can't believe we haven't done it yet, we got to get to a game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. But like you said, they're all sold out pretty much. So it's kind of hard to get to one in person.
We are YOW, your Ottawa webcast. We're not without some clout, I hope. Maybe. Possibly.
Yet.
Yet. What to do in Ottawa this weekend? I have no idea. What I do know is that I know mm-hmm. someone who does know, and that would be Zoe Thorne.
I try my best here, but we will start it off with some other events today. So we've got the Byward Beer Fest in Lower Town Brewery. Ooh. Try the best craft beers in town, tasty food, live entertainment today and tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m.
So that's Friday, Saturday. If you're listening to the podcast, just to be clear, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you. Find some great deals on Saturday, March 9th from 10 to 4 p.m. at 613 Flea with over 150 vendors with products from jewelry to soap at the Aberdeen Pavilion in Lansdowne Park.
Oh, I didn't know they had a flea market there. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a real, yeah, if you're looking for some fun stuff to give as presents, it's definitely a place to go.
Would you have ever had a chance to go to the Stittsville Flea Market?
I have not. I have not had the chance.
No, it's gone.
I love flea markets.
It's gone now, long gone. But for the longest time, it was such a thing. I miss it so much. Anyway, I interrupted. Yeah. Sorry.
Bust a Move with Capital Sensation. They will be hosting a free house dance workshop at the National Arts Center on Sunday, March 10th at 1:30 p.m. After you've learned some dance moves, head to the Mayfair Theater and get some well-deserved popcorn and watch the Academy Awards starting at 6 p.m. that day.
Isn't that great that they do the Academy Awards on the silver screen in a movie theater? That's so cool.
Yeah, never feel like it's just way more fun than probably watching it at home. Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. Shoot and score with the Ottawa 67s tonight versus Niagara Ice Dogs at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, March 10th with the Mississauga Steelheads at 2 p.m. Both games are at TD Place.
All right. And what about music lovers? You got something for the music lover tuned in to Yow?
Of course we do. Tonight, March 8th, we at the Stray Dog Brewing Company in Orleans, the Tap Room Concerts presents Noelle Francis, folk singer, songwriter out of London, Ontario. She will be starting at 7:30 p.m.
Cool.
You can also check out Chorus of Courage. It will be at the National Arts Center tonight starting at 8 p.m. It's more of a storytelling style honoring the voices and stories of survivors of violence. On Saturday, March 9th, very exciting to have the Rural Alberta Advantage on tour coming to the Bronson Center starting at 7 p.m. Singer-songwriter Niles Edenloff is an Alberta native, and the group is an indie folk trio out of Toronto. We also have the Midnight Mayday is doing their album release at Live on Elgin starting at 7:30 p.m. They are a local Kanata band doing swampy, grunge, bluesy, folky rock music.
What? I love that.
A little bit of everything for everyone. That's great. Honestly. On Sunday, March 10th at the Atomic Rooster in Centertown, they are hosting a free show, The Low Profiles, an Ottawa group performing classic Chicago blues, all your favorites, starting at 6 p.m. And Live on Elgin, starting at 7:30, we'll be doing a big, nice, chill show with headliner Joey Bird, based out of Montreal and produced by Ontario hailing singer-songwriter Justin Prigott. They combined rock, country, folk, and pop music.
Nice. And of course, the big show for Friday night, Seth Meyers is at the National Arts Center.
Yes.
If you are a local band, you got a local event, a charity, whatever, let us know so we can get it on the show. Just text it to us. We're at 613-604-6464. Let's do news nuggets, nuggets of news. All the news that you can use. Some of it happy, some of it blue. Zoe Thorne, over to you.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
You didn't like my intro at all, eh? You just wouldn't let me have it.
Well, I, when you said over to me, so I was okay, sing now.
It's my fault. Typical. Yes, news nuggets. Bank of Canada keeping their overnight lending rate at 5%. They were afraid if they dropped it, the spring housing market would go absolutely bonkers. Average house price in Ottawa last month, FYI, $651,340. Zoe, this next story is for you.
Oh, really?
Yep. Flora Love Cats of Ottawa. She's making headlines because she's been donating blood for 50 years, just donated for the 150th time.
Oh my gosh, my girl. Thank you so much. That's amazing. I hope to get to that point, honestly.
What are you up to, roughly?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, up to in donations. I'm going on to my 14th one in April. For women, we can only donate every 84 days. Men are lucky they can do 56 days. So, of course, I can only go as often as they let me. But
that's awesome. My wife does that, too. I'm not able to due to some medications that I'm on. But
that's fair.
Hoping down the road. Because, yep. Okay, cool. Gatineau and Ottawa shawarma shops in a bit of a battle. We talked about this on News Nuggets a little while ago. They had similar names, if you translated it, etc. Well, Palais de Shawarma says they're going to change their name as soon as next week. So hopefully that puts that to rest.
Oh, wow. Really? That was very quick and easy. They must have sat down and had a shawarma together and talked about
it. There you go. We're going to talk shawarmas again in a little bit. Meanwhile, local kids, I love this. Some of the kids in school are getting a safety course, and part of that, the cops are actually letting them play with radar guns. So the kids,
okay, as long as it's not taser guns.
No, radar guns. So the, like, imagine you got a kid in school and, you know, how was your day? I got to stand outside with the radar gun and measure driver's speeds. Well, one kid caught a driver doing 20 kilometers an hour over the speed limit in the school zone.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine him just rolling up to your window. Excuse me, sir.
On his big wheel. Be-doo, be-doo, be-doo.
Fisher Price has got you now.
That's every kid's dream. Oh, my gosh. In other driving news, a driver was spotted, not caught, but spotted driving the wrong way on the Kitchissippi McCann. If you're not familiar with what that is, you're old like me. The Ottawa River Parkway is what it used to be called. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, and especially because I was just saying in, like, you know, one of the more previous episodes was that it's at night, like, very dangerous with all the construction that they're doing, like down to one lane, really tight curves.
Do you think that's what confused somebody? Maybe.
Probably, nice. Actually, because even I, a skilled driver and don't usually mind traffic areas, at some points you're like, do I keep going this way or am I going down the wrong way? So I could see that being the section that they accidentally got caught doing that on.
Note to self, don't ride with Zoe when she's driving. Okay. Sens losing again last night to Los Angeles. They are in San Jose tomorrow at 7 p.m. And here comes shawarmas again. Big vote coming up at City Hall next month. Ottawa City Council to determine whether or not to declare Ottawa the shawarma capital of Canada.
I mean, we're already the capital of Canada. So,
why not be the shawarma capital of Canada while we're at
so,
it?
Yeah. We do have a lot of them.
But
when you said like shawarma and city council, I was like, what are those two things all three together?
Well, we're just going to try and make that our own. So over to you, listener. What is your favorite shawarma? I can't even say it. I'm so. What is your favorite shawarma shop? She said, selling seashells down by the seashore. Let us know on our Facebook page, YOW Show 613. And those are your news nuggets.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 8th through Thursday, March 14th. A packed program this week with the Ottawa premiere of 500 Days in the Wild, Perfect Days, Oscar nominee for Best International Feature. Our John Carpenter Film Fest continues with the 4K restoration of Escape from New York, the reprise presentation of One from the Heart, the little scene 1981 Francis Ford Coppola classic, the 170th screening of The Room, Saturday Night Cinema, our Free for Members, Members Only Secret Late Late Movie presentation, March break screenings of The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both Oscar nominees for Best Animated Feature, and our live stream presentation of the Academy Awards. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theatre podcast, available from your favorite podcast app. We'll
You mentioned the Oscars on Sunday. A lot of folks watch those at home. But yes, our friends at the Mayfair Theater every year for as far back as I remember, they do it upright. They host the Oscars in the movie theater. So you can actually go to the Mayfair Theater. What did you say it was? Like 6 o'clock the doors open on Sunday? Yeah, because the show's
at
7
at 6
this
p.m.
year. Yeah, the show's actually at 7 this year. So if you want to watch the Oscars in a movie theater, you can at the Mayfair Theater. But what is new at the movies this weekend? Ordinarily, we would have a chance to check in with Keith Whittier, but it being Oscar weekend, he's a little busy.
Yeah, he's too busy for us.
But I can tell you, if you're going to the movies this weekend, here are some new options.
This is America, where rats have it better than Italian children.
Our New York is being threatened by a wave of filth.
We ought to ship them all back.
We have to show America we are all people of dignity.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
Just because you stop believing in them doesn't mean they're gone. And they're angry that you left.
The time has come to choose your successor.
I will not stop until I have the kung fu of all masters.
I am every opponent you've ever faced.
You finally met your match, Chameleon.
Awesome!
In a world where Yao, your Ottawa webcast, tackles new movies, that's what you can look forward to this weekend. Cabrini is new at the theaters, Imaginary. And I know someone who is pretty excited to be watching Kung Fu Panda 4. That would be you, Zoe Thorne.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to skadoosh my way to the movie theaters. And if you know, sort of thing on that one.
Skadoosh?
But it's a line from the original.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I drew a blank on
very,
that one.
I guess kind of fight ending move that you can do with your pinky.
The skadoosh. That's very Jack Black.
Yes, yeah, and anything right. with him, you know, all you right. have me. But yeah, what a fantastic set of films, and I'm glad they're still making them.
Amazing. We talked shawarmas a couple of minutes ago, actually twice on our News Nuggets, and we've asked you to name your favorite shawarma shop. I actually did it without tripping over myself this time. We will reveal some of your favorite shawarma shops in moments. This is Yow, Y-O-W, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Remember, each deep breath is a bridge to confidence in yourself. Cross this bridge whenever you need to reclaim your power, or if you're having a not-so-great day or week or even month. By focusing on your breath, you invite calmness into your life. This, in turn, empowers you to handle life's up and downs with resilience. You have the tools you need to overcome almost anything. Use them and ask for help if you need it. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Zoe knows, because I've brought this up how many times now in conversation, it's been pissing me off. CBC, early in February, announced that they were going to immerse themselves in the community of Blossom Park, which happens to be where I live. They were made it sound like they're going to spend like every day talking to some of the locals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When all was said and done, the CBC ran two stories about the community of Blossom Park. Hardly an immersion. Story one, they interviewed my neighbor Glenn, whose grandparents, and I think his great-grandparents, they owned the farm that became Blossom Park. He's a neat guy, but they just drove around in his car and he pointed to things. It was weird. And the second story was, boy, the biggest Arabic community in Ottawa is in and around Blossom Park, and do they ever have a lot of shawarma shops? And then we never heard another word about this community on the CBC story. It's interesting because we're asking people after, you know, the news that we ran that there's two shawarma shops, one in Gatineau, one in Ottawa, similar names. They've apparently settled that dispute. We mentioned that next month, Ottawa City Council is going to vote as to whether or not to declare this the shawarma capital of Canada. Where do people like going for shawarmas? Apparently anywhere but my end of town, which is supposed to be the biggest Arabic community and the most shawarma shops in the city.
I feel like it's like because we have so many, everyone falls in love with the local one near their house, probably. Because I would say, yeah, like my favorite is Ottawa Shawarma, which is on Green Bank near my mom's place. So
I'm trying to remember the one. It's in the old Rockin' Johnny's Diner. I just know that I love it in there. Shawarma something.
I don't know.
Here's what's fun. The first response we got was from my buddy Jay. Jay used to live in Ottawa. He's now back home in St. John's, Newfoundland. He says Huff and Puff was his fave. But he sees that that's gone. Shawarma King on Bank, his number two. So
yes, that is another really good one.
Newfoundlanders missing their shawarmas here. Guava's Shawarma in Barrhaven. That has come up time and time again. Elaine said that one. Julie said that one. Also coming up a lot.
I'll have to try that one.
Also coming up a lot in Kempville, JJ's. Not heard of JJ's.
I haven't heard of JJ's either.
Amanda says, great service, great staff, best shawarma ever. John says, it is the best. JJ's in Kempville, hands down, says Terry. Wish he would open in New Brunswick. Okay, yes. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen a shawarma shop in New Brunswick.
I rate everything on the garlic potatoes, though. Like, what's up with the garlic potatoes at these places? How much garlic am I getting on top?
Okay. Yeah. City Gate in Barrhaven, nominated by Mark. Athens Grill in Bell's Corners, according to Joanne. Baseline in Green Bank, apparently, according to Justine, Mr. Shawarma. Super flavorful food, gorgeous portions. You know what? Today's actually National Proofreading Day. I should have proofread that. It's generous portions. Perhaps they're gorgeous, too.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
And friendly staff. Lakeside Shawarma in Carlton Place is supposed to be good, according to Kelly. Shawarma Palace on Carling near Britannia. That's the go-to for Gregory.
That's gone.
Ba-bum. What? It's
gone? I was saying there was one that was on Carling that I really liked to go to. And then I went by, I was driving down there the other day, and it's not Shawarma Palace anymore. It's something else. Unless they've completely changed their logo, but I'm pretty sure like it's no longer what it says it is.
Oh, that's sad. Tell you what, let's keep getting suggestions from listeners on our Facebook page, Yao Show 613. And whatever one comes out on top, what do you say you and I go and pay them a visit?
Love that idea. Anytime for, you know, potatoes, you have me.
Beep, 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 beep. We have an update. We were in error. Our first mistake ever on the show. So the shawarma shop that you were loving that is down around Britannia, you said was closed. They haven't closed.
No, they've just moved locations. They were in this standalone kind of plaza thing, which has changed hands, I guess. And now it seems like they're even closer to the mall. So, yeah. Interesting. Right. Yeah.
So updated. Keep your votes coming in. The best shawarma shop in the city. We're going to pay it a visit in the next little while. We are on Facebook. Yao Show 613. Of course, just go to our website. It'll link you to all the stuff. I'm going to be doing some major updates on that website, which I know is going to make Zoe very happy because I had a spelling mistake there this week and I got in trouble for it, kids.
Yeah.
I was grounded and everything. So, yeah. YaoShow.ca is our website. Boy, my day got off to a... Can you function before you have coffee in the morning?
Yeah, I can function, but I would say I'd probably be a bit more functiony if I had some coffee in me.
Your morning routine, do you go right to the gym when you get up, or do you have coffee first and then make your way to the gym, etc.?
No. I would say I definitely go to the gym straight away. It depends on what the dog wants to do. If the dog gets up, I have to take care of the dog, and then I lose time off of going to the gym. But yeah, no,
Zena
coffee,
is the boss.
You should actually have coffee 90 minutes after you wake up, not straight away.
That's not happening. Forget it. It's 90 seconds.
Yeah, some people,
or
it's not,
going
it's not
to die.
Doable.
Yeah. Okay.
No, fair. Yeah, but it helps avoid the midday slump that you get into, with caffeinating yourself right away.
Well, before I got my coffee this morning, I'm flipping through the phone, prepping shows as you do, and I had the moment where I was like, wow, I knew inflation was bad, but why does Canada have a $30 coin? We went from the loony to the toonie to the $30 coin. Also, 30 is a weird amount, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of a weird,
10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000.
Yeah, 30 is a little odd.
Canada does have a $30 coin, just so you know. The Royal Canadian Mint has just revealed it. It will not be in circulation along with your nickels and dimes, etc. This is, you ever get a silver dollar from like
yes,
an
I have one.
Center.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what this is—a commemorative coin, if you will. It's an investment mm-hmm. slash collector's item. Kind of a neat-looking coin, Zoe. It's got some really cool colors on it. The whole thing inspired by a classical Greek sculpture, and it encourages Canadians to discover the mysterious allure of the zodiac.
And oh yes.
What I found most interesting is Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II passed away quite some time ago. Despite the fact that King Charles is now our monarch, Queen Elizabeth is still on the head of the new $30 coin. Interesting.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. What zodiac are you, by the way?
I am Aquarius.
Oh, that's why we get along, because I'm a Cancer.
Aw, nice. By the way, does it cost $30 to buy one of those coins, or no? They're
no.
More, aren't they?
So this is what I find really funny about these commemorative coins. So it actually, for that coin, is going to cost you around $229.95. But if you girl math it up, technically you're only paying $200 because the coin is $30. So
you have a lot. You're very brave to bring up girl math. Did you hear what happened to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? Side note.
No, what?
So like 2 weeks ago, they created a video trying to appeal to more female fans.
Well,
sell
that's
them some
obvious.
Season tickets.
Just get Taylor Swift.
Well, I think she's kind of committed to the whole Kansas City Chiefs thing. But
fine, fair.
The campaign fell flat because the entire campaign designed to appeal to female fans was all about girl math, and it was done by guys, and it was like this condescending. So two tickets would cost me how much? Well, let's do the girl math. Oh my God, it was bad.
Yeah, I feel like if they went at that a little bit differently, like if they had a woman being like, I'm a Saskatchewan Rough Riders fan, and like, girl math, if I buy this ticket, then maybe you get another one free. Like, you know, I feel like it definitely should have been done by a woman and not a bunch of men, but...
You wonder if there were women involved in that. Like, did they sign off on that and go, yeah, that'll be great?
They were probably all like, yeah.
Yeah, go with that. And then you're sitting back laughing. Watch this. Keep your eyes on Twitter. This is going to be a fun thing to go. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Our first week on the air as Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Going to do some updates to the webpage over the weekend as well. Add a few more things, add our social medias, et cetera, start building it out. But every single show now posted as a blog post, so it makes it really easy for you to share that with friends too. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Google, also on Spotify. If you would subscribe, whenever we upload a new show, it'll appear right there on your phone. So Yow, Y-O-W show.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.